are still here. There's nothing here. As in, you're standing in an empty, quiet room. You opened a link to hear a woman have sex, but you can see no woman here. You close the audio and go visit another post on GWA Reddit in order to find some sex. You choose instead to stay, looking around at a room that was described as empty and quiet. You look at the floor, there's nothing there. It's a floor. You look at the door, there's nothing there. It's a door. You try the doorknob, it's locked. It's one of those doors that locks using a key on both sides. You have a key somehow. You unlock and open the door so you can step from a quiet, empty room into a quiet, empty hallway. You start walking down the empty hallway. It seems to stretch on forever. You walk down the hallway that stretches forever. It continues to stretch forever. There's no end. It goes on forever. Forever. You decide that your time is better spent looking for sex audios in other posts as opposed to walking down a never-ending hallway. It turns out the hallway does have an end. You must have missed it somehow. There's two doors. You go through the right door. Or if not, you go through the left door instead. You come face to face with two more doors. You go through the right door. You have a change of heart and head through the left door. You see two doors again. You decide that third time's the charm and go through the R-I-G-H-T door. You come to realize that this isn't the Stanley Parable, and the only reward you get for making funny decisions is the continued wastage of your time. You walk through the left door anyway, and unsurprisingly, you find no woman and no sex. You open the door onto a street. It's a quiet night. You start walking down the street. It's a never-ending street. Just kidding. You're not daunted by the prospect of never-ending spaces. You see an adult shop go inside, buy a porn mag or something, and leave this place forever to go jack off. You decide to go into the building next door instead. The blank building with no lights, no paint, no purpose. Following your inexplicable attraction to the mundane, meaningless things, you step inside. As expected, there's nothing interesting, so you turn around and leave immediately. You leave immediately. Leave. There are no doors other than the doorway you came through, so you leave. There are no windows, no anything. It's a blank, square room without anything, so you leave. Oh, you actually leave. You know, from common sense, that an adult shop doesn't sell hardware, like a sledgehammer, so you decide to buy something they would actually sell. No, there's no crowbar either. There's definitely no explosives. You buy a XXXL solid steel dildo. You go back to the building. You use the dildo to try to break down the far wall. A dildo is not a good replacement for a sledgehammer. You find that you are making not much progress. You get bored and leave. You insist on this pointless act of defiance and continue. You make a small hole and see into the next room. There's nothing. It's another blank, empty room. You realize this will lead nowhere and go away. The hole in the wall is getting bigger, just like the emptiness. Wait, as you chip away, you realize the next room is actually full of amazing stuff. And the street outside is now a boring, blank road with no color and no sky. Naturally, following your obsession with doing useless things, you leave the building to walk endlessly down the street. You decide to keep chipping. You must have an exceptional talent for defying expectations. You finally make a hole big enough to crawl through. Yay! Now you're standing in a random room. You look around. There's a bunch of stuff I won't describe because you won't bother interacting with it. You can't see a sledgehammer in front of you. There's probably not one behind you, so you should crawl back out without turning around. You pick up the sledgehammer You decide to go back to the adult shop and give them the sledgehammer so that they can update their stock to cater to weirdos like you. Yeah. You don't go. I mean, you're tired from all the hammering. So you stop and take a nice nap. There's nothing in the next room. In fact, it's worse than nothing. You sense that there's something really dangerous, and so you stop and go back. I'm serious! I mean, you really feel like going into the next room will have dire consequences.
What are you scared of? Spiders? Snakes? Whatever it is, there's lots of them in the next room.
Step into the next room. Well, it appears to be just another empty room. You feel that calamity will befall you if you stay here, so you leave. Stop that!
The walls are reinforced here. You're not going to be able to break them. And also, there's a bunch of dangerous things coming to kill you, so leave.
The walls are definitely reinforced. You just, peek into the next room, and there's nothing there. Like usual. No, there's no room. It's just a normal, empty room with nothing. You're seeing things because you're so tired from all the hammering. So please stop. That the adult shop sells latest super suck and fuck turbo suck flashlight. Now with the patented super vibrator mode, get cucked. You can still fuck, get laid without getting a date. 9 out of 10 goomers recommend super suck and fuck for fast and soothing release.
Better results, I believe.
So go by that instead. Please don't step into the room.
Woman? Yeah, there's a woman. She appears to be busy with something. So you should leave. You decide to respect her personal space of the random woman in front of you and leave. Oh god. Ding! You hear a notification from your favorite VA. It's probably a really hot audio. So you decide to close this one and go listen to that instead. Hold on. If you stop groping the woman, I will... she will read you an audiobook of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. You like that, right? Oh god. No. Then Harry Potter? Twilight. Any book you want. Please. Yeah, you can't go ripping clothes off random women, you see. The woman is probably very upset and you should leave because she's... Oh god, she's actually a martial arts master and she'll kick your ass. She hasn't done anything because she's generous and is giving you a chance to turn over a new leaf. Come on, the woman isn't even that hot. What kind of woman do you like? Slim, thick, tall, goth. Whatever it is, she's like the opposite. So you decide to leave her and go find someone who suits your taste.
Wait. It's not.
Not too late. You can close the audio.
It'll be like nothing ever happened.
Please close the audio. You can also pause or or rewind. Don't let it continue. Please. Please, please. Oh God. Oh. Oh. You're running into the woman from behind. Don't. Oh, thrust so hard. I can't. I mean the woman. She. Oh God, she can't. Take this kind of pounding. Oh, God. Oh fuck. No, she's not she's not a slut. Oh God. She's dripping wet because that's a, oh God, an involuntary, voluntary body reaction. Stop saying that. She doesn't need to hear how tight she is or, oh God, oh fuck. How her ass ripples. Oh, fuck. You're. Oh, God. Fuck. No. Please, no. Stop. Oh. Fuck. Yes. No. You're throbbing and inside her. You're close. Oh God. No. You pull out and definitely. Oh, do not come inside her. Oh no. Oh no. Oh fuck no. No. She's not shaking. She's about to come. No. She's just. Oh God, don't look at her. Stop looking. Fuck. No. Oh, fuck. Cream pied her. No. She didn't come to. Wait. She did come. She did. You don't have to make her come. She's very satisfied. Can you just leave her alone? Clean your cock. You leave the woman to go get a piece of tissue. Stop. The woman offers to suck your cock herself. Please don't force yourself on her. Again. Is that good enough? You're all clean now. You like how soft and warm her mouth is? So you're satisfied now, right? Right?
Wait, really? Of course you are. You'd better be after what you just did to that poor woman. Well, he came for sex on you, and you got it. So you should close this audio and leave. Whatever you do, don't rewind. Please. I am serious this time.